Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and after today I'll be on vacation through next week to be off with my kids during the public school spring break, so please be nice to the substitute hosts while I'm gone. And before I disappear for a week and a half, I've got a question for Christians and a question for Jews. Question and Christian are just much too similar words. I've got a question for Christians and a question for Jews as we head into Easter and Passover. Jews, what's the fifth Passover question for 2009? Christians, what did you give up for Lent? That really fits these times. If you're Jewish, you know the traditional four questions for the Passover meal. I want to know, what's the fifth question this year? If you could ask a fifth question, what would it be? Make it up. And as an extra added incentive, I will ask the best fifth question that you come up with at my own Seder tonight. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, as some people have been doing this morning. And if you're Catholic or otherwise observe Lent, what did you give up for Lent? That fits the times. Was it any different from in the past? Was it anything relevant to our times? Or do you sacrifice for Lent in ways that are more eternal than that and that work for times of war or times of peace, times of plenty or times of want? What did you give up for Lent? Anything that's particular to these times? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have been collecting your answers to this all morning, and here's some of what's come in. Fifth question from Dan. O Lord, what hast thou done unto my 401k? Jose from Brooklyn, fifth question. Who invited Bernie Madoff, and will someone please count the silverware when we're done? For Lent, Kiri from Queens writes, I gave up buying stuff for Lent, except for food and toiletries, of course, and things for my small business. That's probably bad for the economy, but I did go out to eat a lot, so maybe it balances out. Pamela, I gave up online games, backgammon, solitaire, and hearts. I also gave up swearing, which is difficult to do when I'm playing golf. Good thing my vacation is after Easter Sunday. Unfortunately, from Kenny in Sunset Park, and I hope this doesn't apply to you. What did you give up for Lent, Kenny? I just gave up, period. So maybe I should reiterate the stat that I heard this morning, that of all the people who've lost their jobs in the last 6 months or people who've been out of work for 6 months, 40% of them have found new jobs. So not bad. Harrison Harlem writes, I gave up using my calculator for Lent and only allowed myself to do long math with no aid from electronic tools. Yeah, many of my friends laughed when I shared this with them, but try not using a calculator during tax season. Okay, so what did you give up for Lent that fits these times? And what should the fifth Passover question be at Seder's tonight? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Alan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brian, and have a sweet Pesach.
Thank you, you too.
This comes from a college Seder we have over 30 years ago. They asked for a fifth question. Just as our ancestors created a ritual with us in mind thousands of years later to allow us to feel the experience of historical events as if we were there, how can we feel the presence of our remote descendants to make them part of our thinking in creating a more sustainable world?
Alan, thank you very much. Good start. Bill in Katona, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Our Presbyterian Church has decided to try and reduce its carbon footprint. And inspired by some bishops in England, we have created 40 different things for the 40 days of Lent that people can do, beginning with removing a traditional light bulb on the first day, keeping it dark for the whole 40 days as a reminder of what we're doing, and then on the last day, replacing it with a low-energy fluorescent. But it includes such things as putting lids on your pots, wrapping your hot water heater, insulating your house, going for a day without all of your electronic devices and things like that. And it's available on the website of that church, katonapresbyterian.org.
And since you're doing these 40 things for the 40 days of Lent, are you going to go back to all your environmentally unfriendly ways on Monday?
Well, hopefully, if you've done all the things of the 40 days, you have taken a great many steps to reduce your carbon footprint, and your light bulbs will be low energy usage, and you will have tasted silence and a new sense of calm. So I hope not, is the answer to that.
Bill, thank you very much. Susan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi,
Susan.
Thank you, Brian. Happy spring holidays to everybody. I have the question as a Jew. The fifth question would be, how can we appropriately give up the victim mentality that no longer serves us?
So you raise that at your Seder, and people are going to say, well, when we're no longer victims. When people aren't trying to kill us and, obliterate the Jewish state. And what would you say to that?
Well, there are two people who are raising this discussion that I've recently heard, and I would say let's read Berg's book, which I haven't had a chance to do. Let's hear what Jack Bemberad has to say. I want to acknowledge where people have turned against us, but I also want to acknowledge that where we see victimization, we are more likely to be victimized, and where we can acknowledge that we are one of many peoples who are mistreated and have been historically wronged, and that we are capable of doing wrong as well, so, that when we can recognize those two things, I think we're going to actually be able to move out into, to get to the Messiah a lot sooner.
Susan, thank you very much. Jews, what's the fifth question for Passover tonight? Christians, what did you give up for Lent that is relevant to our times? 212-433-WNYC as Susan's line becomes available, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Plenty of room on our server. Maybe the opposite number to Susan in a way. Fifth question from Inbal in the East Village. I'll be asking, when will Hamas release our beloved Gilad Shalit? And when will Hamas stop murdering Palestinians in Gaza from Fatah or who are gay and lesbian? Anita in Ridgefield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Brian. It's actually Anita. Nice to chat with you. I gave up complaining for Lent in an effort to really be grateful for all the good things and take a step back and gain perspective on the little things in life. And I found that to be a really interesting exercise.
It's a hard season to give up complaining, right?
Yes, it is. And it sort of made me realize how much I did before. So I can't say I've totally stuck to it. I fall off the wagon occasionally.
What kinds of things do you tend to complain about?
Oh, gosh. Just, the demands of life and my children and my family and all that's around me and just, kind of day-to-day stuff. But I am very blessed and lucky. And it's really given me a great opportunity to take a step back and appreciate just that, I have my health, I have a great family, and, I have good people around me, I live in a great community, try to give back to that community.
But get out there and complain about injustice and recklessness and greed.
Yes.
Anita, thank you very much. Happy Easter. Sinita in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, actually it's Benita.
Benita, I'm sorry. I almost got these Nita names right.
Except I think that's worse than giving up leavened bread.
Go there. Talk about that.
I'm Jewish, I complain. Actually, I wanted to share with you what my fifth question is,
sure.
Which is this the year we will lead the Exodus out of poverty?
Is this the year we will lead the Exodus out of poverty? Do you want to talk about how, or just leave it as a question?
Well, I think that it's time to echo what President Obama has said, which is it's a holistic view of poverty. It's not just a job. It's education. It's housing. It's health care. It's child care. And is this the year that we get it together to systemically attack and eradicate poverty around the world?
Thank you very much, Benita. From our webpage, our comments page, you can keep posting these. What's the fifth question for Passover this year, Jews? And what did you give up for Lent that is appropriate to 2009? Christian, somebody wrote, I gave up the red meat, thinking of all the harm the meat industry may cause. Sharon writes, My fifth question, why are these CEOs not like other CEOs who are traditionally compensated only for success? Anita writes, here is my fifth question. Since we remember with so much grief what was done to us in the Warsaw Ghetto, how should we remember what we have done in Gaza? Someone else writes, for Lent, I have given up screen time. For Lent, I have given up all TV watching, all video gaming. I'm only logging on to my computer to do the essentials and answering email at one set time during the day. And Ruben writes, my fifth question is, why do we let the MTA spend our money without supervision? Kendall in Jersey City are on WNYC. Hi, Kendall.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right. I fasted. I gave up meat and chicken. I gave up dairy and fish and wine and cooking oils.
Why those things?
I was sort of experimenting with the rules of fasting from the Orthodox Church. Not that I'm a member of the Orthodox Church, but I was trying to follow their fasting rules. So I ate one meal a day, and I had no more than two snacks during the day just to keep me functional, like an English muffin or a glass or two of orange juice.
And did this make you more spiritual, all this, all this abstinence?
Well, I'm sort of a mystic anyway, and it does kind of make you a little more intentional about a lot of things and more introspective, and I kind of sort of found out a lot about myself, and it was kind of hard to describe, but it was
a big deal for you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Kendall, thank you very much. John in Paramus, what did you give up for Lent?
Well, every year I give up sweets and bread. But that's what I wanted to say is that what I've done for Lent is try to be a little more forgiving to people and not hold a grudge as long and try and forgive a lot easier and a lot faster. I think that helps me and helps the other people around us.
You got a temper there, John, huh?
Well, I'm Italian. What can I tell you? But I try and control it. You're absolutely right.
John, thanks a lot. Jason wrote, I gave up watching the Knicks. I would think given the Knicks this year, that would be easy. But Ruben wrote, my fifth question. Oh, I read that one already. All right, last one is going to be Suzanne in Croton-on-Hudson. Suzanne, what's your fifth question for Passover?
What would Moses do?
WWMD.
There you go.
As opposed to WMD, which is something else altogether.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Well, I couldn't find him, so we don't have to go there.
That's true.
Suzanne, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for answering the questions. What's the fifth question for Passover tonight, and what did you give up for Lent appropriate to 2009? You can keep posting them to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up, we will stay appropriate to the times and look at graffiti, 2009 style, from around the world that reflect the recession. Recession graffiti in a minute.